of the essence. It ticks away so fast. We just get up in the morning, then it all goes past. Our people here all wonder why time is even here. Cause time doesn't take you anywhere, so just you stay right here.
Welcome back, ladies and gents. That was a little number from Canadian punks, The Dish Rags. That was Love Is Shit. Before that, we had a little more progressive psychedelic sounds from a group called Sphex, and their song was called Time. We had Simply Saucer, much more well-known Canadian underground sounds, of course, there. Finally, much deserved. You know, that's a long and a very old story at this point, which I'm very excited to know is going to be coming out in a biography form, because the liner notes version is certainly a very exciting thing to read and know about, but to read the true story detail itself in thorough detail would be really wonderful. So looking forward to that coming out. I believe it is through Weird Canada, although I could be mistaken. And the action before that, some Toronto sort of like, you know, coming in at you with the punks, but really more of a Stones, more of a late era Dolls, Stones kind of vein band, but good stuff nonetheless. We had a little number called Downtown Boy. And before that, we had two cuts from the Stones. We had Citadel, bought from their Satanic Majesty's Request record. And before that, from the album following that, we had Jigsaw Puzzle from the Baker's Banquet record. And again, we were popping some of those in there because we were putting music together to play at this screening that we hosted here in town at Callahan's. There's always something going on Wednesdays. Hosted a screening of Sympathy for the Devil, Jean-Luc Godard's Sympathy for the Devil, and really dig that film. And although the NME reportedly fell asleep during their initial screening of it, but unfortunate. But especially interesting, what I find especially interesting is the idea of the film intending to represent an ongoing sort of dialogue or dialectic, and the title of 1+1, and these unfinished songs being produced by what Godard saw as a politicized group, the Rolling Stones, in the studio, only to have the studio recut with the finished pop single of Sympathy for the Devil, retitle it after the pop single for the Teeny Boppers in America, is what the producer Poirier told Godard. And the Stones did little to nothing, exposing themselves as being a part of the status quo, the very status quo of celebrity and power and influence that Godard was kind of looking at in that treatise on black power, on feminism, on Marxism. And so, great story about him punching the producer in the face at the screening. Fun times. Let's get down with some rock and roll. Some brand new Brutality coming right out at St. John right here. This is available online tomorrow. But we're previewing them here first tonight. This is the Plaster Lungs. Two new cuts from them, starting right now with I Am Two Franks.
Yeah!
Welcome back, ladies and gents. You're listening to Smash Blocked on local 107.3 CFMH. This is your sound operator, Sirler Bobby Babylon. Started that set out with two brand new songs from the Port City's own Plaster Lungs. Those are being released as a split record tomorrow. If you're hearing this record live tonight on September 4th, you can catch it released tomorrow on September the 5th on Friday. But you're hearing them here for the first time. We had starting that set out, I Am Two Franks, by Plaster Lungs, of course, as noted, and after that, Vanya. We continued on with a band that the Plaster Lungs are playing with at Callahan's Pub coming up on September 24th, a group called Winter Coats from Fredericton, a shapeless and terrifying band. And what better song to play if you haven't caught them on the show before, because they've been getting played on here some recently. We had a little number called A Violent Little Band from their record Why So Monumental. Speaking of shapeless duo dynamics, we had Norm Howard and Johannes Welsh after that with a number called Hollywood. Following that up was Halifax Noisenik's Be Bad, late great band, and the lead track off of their, what I believe to be their only album, but I could be mistaken. I would love to know more about them. That was a number called Vision Correction. After that, from their new record, Muscle Memory, we had Shearing Pinks with Daytime Soaps. And lastly, they're another late great band out of the Moncton area. This one, that was the lead track from their album. This is City Music, Moncton's Peter Parker's, with a number called Can You Feel Me? Yes, that's right. We got some other stuff coming up on Wednesdays. Vogue Dots are doing curating a special DJ set Wednesday, September 10th for Third Space Gallery's Members Appreciation Party, and that's no cover. You should come check that out. September 17th, a group that I am in, Wooden Wives, is playing with a Moncton group called Soaring Sirens. Definitely for fans of Jonathan Richman and the Loaded era Velvet Underground. And on the 24th, yeah, as noted, you got Plaster Lungs, you got Winter Coats from Fredericton, and you have the uber angular and super structured band Taste of Piss, yes, featuring Mr. Sean Boyer and Adam Kierstead right here from here in the Port City. And let's go back to some music. This is a band I've been meaning to play more of on the show for months now, not having gotten around to it. Before we get to that, we got some Construction and Destruction coming up. They're actually playing in St. John as well soon. We got some Spiz Oil, or Spiz Energy as you might know them. We got some Cousins in the next set. We're going to finish the show with Vogue Dots. But first things first, as I said, meaning to play more of these guys for months now, this is Cross. And this is a little number called Lucky Loki, coming at you out of Halifax with some psychedelic stoner gloom death punk, ladies and gents. And you're listening to Smash Blocked on local 107.3 FM CFMH. This is your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon. Get it. Yeah.
civilization. Interstellar station. A brand new creation of brave emancipation. New baby production. Advancing new condition. New wave seduction. Releasing your emission. The plastic by dimension. Creating man's intention. Depending on indecision. Causing global fission. Fighting all destruction. Much deeper than complexion. Perplex new emotion. Just one more collision. Started the remission. New world jury, wide emotion. Any video vision. Arising to religion. Glass and things that make my head and ears ding. Burning through the streets of town, embracing concrete all around. Shining metal glass and things that make my head and ears ding. Things that make my head and ears sting. I come out this building age that makes you want to scream with rage. Shining metal glass and things that make my head and ears sting.
Well, I don't know if you can hear that, but I'm producing here in the production room at our very own local FM in St. John, New Brunswick, and there is some pretty great saw and grinding and motor sounds going on coming from the loading bay out back, and I hope that the microphone is picking that business up. I'm liking that a lot. All right. That's kind of what the last set of music sounded like. The last two sets of music, in fact. The last set of music, we had, of course, Cross starting things out. Or Crosses? I'm not sure how to pronounce them. Listeners, if you feel like telling me how to pronounce that band's name, go find my Facebook page. Post on the Facebook page. It's Smash Block, local 107.3 FM. Cross or Crosses? What say you? Anyways, we had Lucky Loki from that stoner gloom punk band that I have grown to love so much. What a great record that is. I'd like to get my hands on more of that stuff, I do declare. We had Construction and Destruction after that, speaking of bands I love, with a number called Pillaged Cash. We had two cuts from Spiz Oil, as they were originally known, a band of many namesakes, but usually almost always featuring old Spiz at the forefront. Got Spiz Energy, Atletico Spiz 80, all kinds of Spiz variations, and that was Spiz Oil, their first two singles. And we heard two songs from their second single, Cold City, one of which was that A-side that we heard. So, but first, before that, we heard one of the B-sides, Solarization, Shun. And yes, of course, after that was Cold City. And after a little Cold City there, we had some Cousins, ladies and gents, from their latest record, The Halls of Whipwire. We had a number called Death Man, and excellent show. Again, I've probably said this since I've been back on the air, but an excellent show was put on by that duo in at Sappy Fest, and I greatly look forward to catching them again. Speaking of cool duos, ladies and gents, we're going to finish the show off tonight with a group who is performing at Callahan's on September the 10th, except they're not doing their usual set. They are doing a special curated mixtape, a live mixtape, or a DJ night, if you will, whatever you would like to call it. I'm speaking, of course, of Vogue Dots, and that features Miss Babette Hayward right here from the Port City, and Mr. Tynan Dunfield from St. Andrews, I believe he's from. Anyways, a couple of New Brunswickers based out of Halifax largely now, when they're not in various other places like Fredericton or around here. And they're going to be with us in the Port City on September 10th, so get down with that. And in honor of those cats coming, here we are closing this one out with a little cover of theirs, of a Cousins tune. This is Thunder by Vogue Dots on Smash Block, local 107.3 CFMH.